Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Hot Tea with Coco. That's right. And I got you another segment. I haven't been on here since Super Bowl, but it's just a lot been going on. You already know if I don't get any hot tea, then I just don't come on because, like I said, it has to be juicy stuff. And, you know, the world does keep spinning and a lot has been going on. So, we do want to start off with giving our condolences to the Braxton family. And that's another reason why I haven't been coming on because I know that this segment was going to be just about that. Not the whole segment, but beginning of it. And I wanted to get my feelings somewhat out the way because of the nature of her passing of cancer. So yes, Tracy Braxton passed away on March 12th. And like I said, I loved watching me some the Braxton's family reunion. The Braxton's family on WeTV. And they had a good show run. I think it was about 7 seasons. And a lot of people out there was just giving and pouring in Tracy that she was the realest Braxton out there. Hands down, she was telling it like it was. And, you know, even though they tried to keep a persona because of Tony, you know, because Tony never had any drama out there in the media as long as she'd been in her career in the early 90s. And they wanted to keep that, you know, they keep that persona for her and the family. So, but at times, Tracy just couldn't do, you know, the cameras. And of course, Tamar, you know, I haven't heard her really saying anything yet, which is understandable because Tamar on the show and her last couple of seasons, they were not getting along too good. But I still want to send her my condolences. It was a lot of divas going on. And Tracy, for me, she just wanted her family to love, you know, acknowledge her for her music. And it was just a lot of, from what they portrayed on the show, they didn't support her in her career. And, you know, she had to drop out of the group when Tony, you know, brought them to a group because she chose to have her son. And that's okay. A lot of people choose to have their family on the show instead of making a career, you know. And so sometimes you have to put that because she has a lovely husband and a son, and they were just a little diehard immediate family, and some of the ladies didn't get that because they wanted to be famous, you know. So also Tony was sharing a lot of messages for I guess Kevin Hart. He also he found out that Tracy was a big fan of him, so he sent out a special message to her saying, "Hey, this message is for Tracy." He began, "I was just made aware that you are a fan and how long you have been a fan, and I am now aware of the love that you have given me, and I just want to take the time to give that back to you and tell you that you are loved in return for that you have given." So that was words from Kevin Hart, which was so much needed for the family. The 42-year-old comedian just wanted to give his encouraging prayers and condolences. And they all, you know, they all put out a statement calling her a bright light, a wonderful daughter, an amazing sister, a loving mother, wife, a grandmother, and a respected performer. And that is, I just said that. she wanted them to respect her. But I think you guys giving her flowers a little late, but that's not the time right now for that. Also, Tracy's son, Kevin Surratt Jr., he also paid tribute to his mom on social media and said, "When I heard the news about my mother being sick first, she said, I was going to fight and beat this." He wrote on Instagram, and she fought to the end, and today she is at peace. And that is all that we want to hear, and we want to know that our family is in peace, because I know, just like you, have had a family member pass away of cancer. And when I tell you, I've had a lot of family pass away of cancer. Does it scare me? No, because you know, I know the man above, God, is in control, and I don't walk around here thinking, oh my God, I have all these relatives. No, you know, I'm not gonna walk around in here in fear. According to Tracy's publicist, the TV star has spent the last year in hospice and was surrounded by her sisters and mom and friends when she passed. So that is just, you know, on her last days, she was able to be around family. And her husband shared that Tracy had privately undergone a series of treatment for esophageal cancer for a year. So she battled this all of 2021, you guys. And she didn't want anyone to know. And that is her privilege, you know. And the WE TV family, the Braxtons aired on WE TV, as I said, and they said, posted, "Gone far too soon. We celebrate her life and memory and send our heartfelt condolences to the entire Braxton family during this difficult time. Her light and spirit moves on." So we just love you here at Hot Tea with Coco as well, Tracy. Your memory does and will, when I say will, move on and live on. So in other news, okay, got a message. Got a message. Let's see. All right, I got a message. That was an appointment that I had that got canceled. I will be tapping into that and seeing what happened with that. Anyway, in other news, Jesse Smollett, he got sentenced to 150 days for, pretending he got robbed and jacked and kidnapped, or however I put extras on it, but you know, you guys know the story. So he got sentenced to 150 days after all of the, you know, after these years and battling back and forth with the courts, and he was actually moved from the psych ward. But I think they just keeping him in some type of, like, you know, protective custody. He's not currently, you know, in a psych ward. He is not under any psych evaluations. Like, he's gone crazy. There's nothing wrong with him. I think that just that area for, you know, holding, you know, celebrities. They also got R. Kelly down there. You know, he didn't got beat up a couple of times down there. And, you know, I don't even want to get into the R. Kelly situation, because, you know, me and my friend, we go back and forth. You know, I'm still an R. Kelly. I still like his music. I'm sorry. I still like his music. On the other hand, you know, as they say, you give gifts without repentance. The person has a gift. You can't take away his gift. Thank you for letting me know that. You can't take away his gift. But what he has done to minors, he does need to pay for the consequences of his actions. So Mr. Smollett, according to TMZ, Mr. Smollett housing unit was changed on Monday to a different cell within the division. A rep has said that he was moved from that cell because of certain health services, and his cell, his another, they needed that cell to detain another person. So that decision was made by other medical professionals. Maybe somebody in there that really had a psych problem needed that area. And basically they saying Mr. Smollett was never restrained to a bed or anything else in that cell, and the bed was never equipped with restraints. So all psych wards do not, you don't get restraint. You have to actually threaten another patient or staff currently and showing violent behavior in order to be restrained. Also, another rep added that Mr. Smollett remains housed in his own cell with other officers stationed at his open door. He got an open door to his cell to ensure that his he is under direct observation at all time, and with that being detained, and he is entitled to have substantial time out of his cell in common areas on the tier where he is housed. So, you know, Jesse, you've got 150 days. I think it's about, 90 days, 6 months. You got about 4 months. You know what I mean? 4 months, dude. Stop whining, okay? Because at the end of the day, they are these lawyers and representatives said his legal team is working hard to get the actor out of the Cook County jail. And according to TMZ, lawyers have petitioned by emergency motion to release him from the jail. I guess because of COVID, compromising. COVID-19 is compromising, may have compromised his immune system. How well, we do not know that. But, you know, Jesse, I think we all make mistakes. We do have to be accountable for our actions. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to slap on the wrist, you know, the way, because they wanted you to do some time. Chicago wanted you to do some time for that mess. That was a lot of police hours and work and time and invested looking for these people, these suspects. And like I said, you had to do some time. All right, on to the next. So, Young Dolph. They have revealed in new autopsy report reveals that he was shot 22 times. This dude over killed him. Me personally. So according to his report, the wounds both entered and exited the body. Dolph was shot multiple times, place including the forehead, face, back, arms, chest, chin, neck, shoulder, and more. I mean, they did a number on him. Young Dolph was born Adolph Thornton Jr. And he was killed on November the 17th, 2021, outside of Makita's homemade butter cookies. And that is Justin Johnson, I think AKA Straight Drop and Cornelius Smith have been, oh yeah, the two guys, Straight Drop and Cornelius Smith, have been charged in the case. A warrant is currently active for Shundale Barnett for his place in the connection. Devin Burns and Joshua Taylor have been named as persons of interest. So the police, at first they had nothing, and now they got a lot of whole folk. Of course, you know, people was going to start spilling the beans. You know what I'm saying? They was going to start talking because of how he went down in front of that place like that. You know what I'm saying? Young Dolph had a memorial at the Medea Cookie Spot. And it is also being scheduled to take down and to respect the, you know, after, you know, the memorial, to have the place of business run smoothly, and not a memorial site, because it is a cookie place. But they do want to, you know, respect the families and let them know that they did care about the young man, because he did patronize his business. So that happened to Young Dolph, and we, you know, our prayers and condolences also go with the family. It seemed like every time I get on here, somebody, you know, the world, somebody is also always got something going on. Also, y'all need to check out Candy, called OLG Gang, her show with her and Todd as owners of this restaurant on Bravo. I think it's going to be a little interesting. I've seen about 2 episodes. I think it's only been 2. And it just lets you know about kind of like how the restaurant is being ran, how the staff are, you know, going about. I think they're bringing in new people from over there at Blaze restaurant, their other restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's run very smoothly because it's more upscale. OLG Gang is a kind of like in the hood of Atlanta. So, you know, because you're going to get your soul food in the hood. Black people going to come and get you some collard greens and some chicken. So they got to go down into the hood, into the set, to eat you some cornbread. So, but they need a structure because you in the hood, y'all ain't got to act like, you know, y'all over there. So I want to give a shout out to also Coi Leray. She is going to be featuring with Nicki Minaj, set to release a new single called Blick Blick. So look out for that new sound because, you know, it's good to see inspiring female rappers working together instead of having beef and acting a fool. Also, Lil Durk. I like some Lil Durk. Tonight, check him out. He performs on The Tonight Show. He's performing his single from 7220 or 7220. I don't know how he's saying it. Or saying it on his album or whatever the case may be. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Or whatever. Also, today's news. Today marks the day. Two days ago was marking the day of Tupac dropped his third LP, Me Against the World, 27 years ago. So we still love some Tupac around here, you know what I'm saying? Because I still listen to 90s rap. I don't know about y'all, but I listen to some 90s rap. I still do, because some of this stuff is just like same old, same old. I like the new Lil Durk. I like Moneybagg, because he kind of, you know, he has a sound, that country sound, country boy sound, that down south. But he also have you to kind of like visualize. He's a storyteller. That's like Slick Rick. So if you're a good rapper and a storyteller, you can have a person visualize what you're doing and what they're doing and going and visualize. And not just rapping, you know. So some people are good storytellers. Also, my boy E. Fonzarelli, he launches his new sparkling lines of his brand spirits. I like his wine. So check out. And he also have a good tequila. So, but I haven't drunk his tequila. I'm not a tequila drinker, but I'm a wine drinker. And that's very seldom on social occasions. I do that. What was that? Oh, God. This boy. Stevie J, this man, he gets fellatio during a live interview. A live interview on FaceTime. So he's getting being interviewed by what's the lady name? Leah Lemonade. Like her lemonade, her tea. And he moving the camera around and he's in bed. You know, I think Stevie is, I'm not going to put that out there because he got kids and I ain't going to do that. But Stevie, you got little girls and you need to be ashamed of yourself. Because y'all, you know, when girls look up to their daddies, man, you know what y'all got going on, people, they really look up to y'all, you know. So, and you see why that girl on Love & Hip Hop, growing up hip hop, be disrespecting. She look at you and walk out the door and say something. Because, you know, they're not going to respect you, Stevie. So, he getting fellatio in the full interview. And he laying in the bed. The camera move. You can see some girl hand down there. And he got his head going back. And it was just too much. Seemed too much. So Stevie J was on her podcast and she said it made her sick. So, you know, Steve, get it together. Like I said, I just want to also know when y'all listen to my podcast and my few listeners, I really, really thank y'all for coming. Like I said, share my podcast. No, I haven't been on here live. I'm trying to get these people to get my YouTube channel up and going so y'all can see me. I do have one video where if you want to check me out and see what I look like behind the voice, I'm on Hot Tea with Coco on YouTube. So you can check out, I was on Hot Tea with Coco with the New Year's. I think it was like a New Year's. I posted something on New Year's Eve. So it is Hot Tea with Coco. Hot Tea with Cool Coco on New Year's Eve. And I don't know why I did that. The video. So. That's probably why people can't even, you know. I had a couple of views. So please check me out on Spotify, Twitter. Well, no, I'm on podcasts on Spotify. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google Cast. I'm on Anchor because this is through Anchor. So shout out to my Anchor crew, all the people that do podcasts. And we just do this because we love to do it. And so I just want to give out the shout out. So I just, I know God gonna bless me with a lot of listeners. I have at least 20 listeners. I'm be honest, you know, I'm not known like that, but I just hope I'm directed into the right hands. So, because I'm a live wire and I like to give you guys good information, real information. I want to keep y'all connected to the community, connected to the hip-hop community, keep connected to Black community on television. We all is together as a whole. And just wanted y'all to know that. Last but not least, I do want to share 50 Cent. Y'all know the power community. He's thinking about leaving Stars. So I don't think they're doing him right over there. Stars, y'all better get it together because that's a lot of money. Because people love some power. All right. So that's all I have for you today. Like I said, shout out to the Braxton family. And we do. It's going to, time heals all wounds, everybody. So you guys keep yourself safe out there. You take care of yourself. Stay out of the media. Stay out of trouble. Peace. I'll catch you next time.